up to anyone else who'd like to speak. So moving through those names first. Several different topics. First, we have Beth.
Barron.
Pardon me, yes. Thank you, Ms. Barron.
Elizabeth Barron, 637 Hamilton Avenue. I'm here to speak tonight about the concerning provision in the state budget that bars any bans or taxes on plastic bags and other plastic packaging. This was passed a few weeks ago. To give a little background on this topic, this spring, the Bethlehem Environmental Advisory Council submitted a proposal to City Council to consider banning the use of plastic bags or applying a tax to these bags given to customers at the point of sale. Then, at the end of June, state lawmakers snuck a three-paragraph provision into the 2020 state budget, which would prohibit municipal bans or taxes on plastic bags for 1 year, while legislative agencies studied the impacts these bans would have on the economy. This provision was put into the bill at the 11th hour and attached to the state budget, meaning that Governor Wolf had no other choice but to pass the provision. It is important to note that in 2017, Governor Wolf vetoed a similar bill that would have prohibited plastic bag bans. While I'm not a lawyer, my understanding is that this provision is a violation of the single subject rule, which would mean that the state cannot pass a budget and also strip local control in the same bill. And because of this single subject rule, there are groups in some cities that are going to challenge this law. Hopefully this will mean that the provision in the state bill will not last the entire year like it's supposed to. My recommendation would be that the City of Bethlehem move forward with a proposal from the EAC and include language that says our ordinance would go into effect on July 1st, 2020, which is when the state's provision expires for this ban. They could also say that the state ordinance will go into effect earlier if the law is overturned. If Bethlehem's ordinance goes into effect on July 1st, 2020, it would be grandfathered in like Narberth's ordinance is grandfathered in. Okay. Earlier today, I spoke with the executive director of Penn Environment, and he said he's willing to work with the City of Bethlehem, our lawyers and City Council, and support us and also provide recommendations to our city, given these new barriers that the state has put on us. And I can pass along his information if anyone would need it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Barron.